Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
No, let's talk it over. Number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
You're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A vigil Friday in Tallahassee at Florida State University, a day after the deadly shooting on campus that left two people dead. Among the mourners, an elementary school teacher. Gina Davidson says she taught the suspected gunman in fourth grade when he was kidnapped by his mother and briefly taken to Norway.
It pains me that he didn't receive the help that he needed, and that it had to come to this, and it's very surreal.
That suspect, a 20-year-old student, was shot by responding officers, but is expected to survive. Back from a trip to El Salvador, Senator Chris Van Hollen says he met with mistakenly deported Kilmer Abrego Garcia, who says he's been moved from a notorious prison to another detention center in the country. President Trump maintaining that Garcia is a violent gang member. A Kansas City resident attending college in Boston arrested for allegedly burning vehicles at a Tesla dealership in Missouri. The DOJ says 19-year-old Owen McIntyre faces decades behind bars. This is ABC News. A judge ruled against Sean Combs' bid to delay the start of his sex trafficking trial. His lawyers wanted more time to gather information about witnesses. Half of the states in the country are now recording cases of the measles.
Missouri is reporting the state's first case of measles in a child that is an international traveler. Health officials say the vaccination status is unknown. No other cases have been identified, and Missouri is now the 25th state to record a measles case. The CDC data Friday shows an additional 88 confirmed cases, up from last week, with 800 confirmed cases nationwide. Texas remains the epicenter of the outbreak, with more than 700 cases recorded. Health officials say the majority of cases involve those who are unvaccinated or have unknown vaccination status. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Yankees second baseman Chaz Jissom Jr. has been suspended for one game, fined from Major League Baseball following his ejection during a game at Tampa Bay. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Here's your weekend weather outlook from WRCO-FM. For today, partly sunny and pleasant, a high temperature in the upper 50s. Clear and cooler tonight, will drop down to 35. Sunday, increasing clouds and winds. Rain will arrive in the afternoon, a high of 53. Monday, breezy with light rain, again a high of 53. We get back to the 60s on Tuesday, partly cloudy, a few showers at night. And then a warm-up begins on Wednesday, with a few showers in the morning, becoming sunny by the afternoon with a high temperature of 71 degrees.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the the land of the
listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
From 30,000 feet above the desert floor, I see it there below. A city with a legend, the West Texas city of El Paso. Where long ago I heard a song about a Texas cowboy and a girl. And a little place called Roses where he used to go and watch this beauty world. I don't recall who sang the song, but I recall the story that I heard. And as I look down on the city, I remember each and every word. The singer sang about a jealous cowboy and the way he used a gun to kill another cowboy. Then he had to leave El Paso on the run. El Paso City, by the Rio Grande, the cowboy lived and rode away, but love was strong, he couldn't stay. He rode back just to die in that El Paso city. Still I find there's such a mystery in the song that I don't understand. My mind is down there somewhere as I fly above the badlands of New Mexico. I can't explain why I should know the very trail he rode back to El Paso. Can it be that man can disappear from life and live another time? And does the mystery deepen cause you think that you yourself lived in that other time? Somewhere in my deepest thoughts, familiar scenes and memories unfold. These wild and unexplained emotions that I've had so long, but I have never told. Like every time I fly up through the heavens and I see you there below, I get the feeling sometime in another world I live in El Paso. That died there in that desert sand so long ago. El Paso City, by the Rio Grande, a voice tells me to go and see. Another voice keeps telling me maybe death awaits me in El Paso.
That's Marty Robbins for your Weekend Wake Up. The worst floor and home thermometer checking in at 41 degrees. Good morning, kids.
Everything I want the world to be is now coming true.
my mind. When this day is through, I hope that I will find that tomorrow will be just the same for you and me. All I need will be mine if you are here. I'm on the top of the world looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can.
It's Frank Mills during your weekend wake up. Good morning, folks. Adam Hess with you. 5:15 is the time. In about 5 minutes, we'll have a first look at local and area state sports coming your way. That's after the 5:20 mark today. We're at 40 degrees. That's the worst floor and home thermometer reading this morning. So far, that's the morning low as well. Here's classic Gordon Lightfoot and Sundown on RCOFM.
I can see her lying back in her satin dress, in a room where you do what you don't confess. Sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back stairs,
sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back stairs.
She's been looking like a queen in a sailor's dream, and she don't always say what she really means. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain.
Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain.
I can picture every move that a man could make. Getting lost in her loving is your first mistake.
Sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again.
And if you should ever find it in your back, darling. I'll be waiting for you.
WRCO. For those of us affected by the hailstorm recently, it can be a major pain. But Jones Chevrolet is here to help. We were affected just like lots of you were, so we're punching the accelerator to fix the damage caused to so many vehicles in southwest Wisconsin. Call or stop by today to schedule your repair. We've got extra crews lined up so we can repair hail dings, glass damage, and paint damage. We will work with your insurance directly to get the claim paid for you too. Jones Chevrolet Buick, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevy, find new roads.
The Ithaca Lions Club invites you to a special fundraiser for Courtney Richards Hemphill, Sunday, April 27th from 11 to 2:30 at the Ithaca High School Commons. Enjoy a pulled pork sandwich meal with coleslaw, cowboy beans, and desserts, all for just $15. Don't miss the bake sale and silent auction, too. If you'd like to donate to the auction or sale, contact Brittany Niemeyer, 604-3301, Celia Zeman, or Courtney Hemphill. Help support a great cause.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Need it, but don't need to own it? Rent it at McFarland's in Sauk City. Everything to help make your party or project a success. Tables, tents, tablecloths, treat machines, and more. Rug cleaners, floor sanders, tile cutters, and chainsaws. McFarland's is your one-stop project center for DIY home renovators. It's all here under one roof. McFarland's, your complete and replete, I repeat, rental center. One block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
As crops begin to grow, so do the buzzing workers of the farm, bees, butterflies, and other pollinators. These tiny powerhouses help ensure strong yields and healthy plants. A salute to the farmers who protect and appreciate those natural helpers. This message is sponsored by Town and Country TV and Appliance, your big screen HD TV headquarters, the area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh's Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place, your locally owned and operated source for farm and home. Bindle Tire and Auto, Richland Center, your total car care center, keeping you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignment. And Chitwood Electric, your source for experienced electric motor rewinding and repair, plus sales of electric motors and barn fans.
When you're on the road and you're driving a car from Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Come on over to Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Barroquois.
Hi, Jamie Johnson here, the campus pastor at the Mission here in Richland Center. We'd like to invite you to the Community Easter Egg Hunt sponsored by the Mission and Crime Stoppers. The event will start at 10:30 a.m. this Saturday by the Killian Meyer Building in Crosscut Park. The kids will be released by ages and collect as many eggs as they want. They will turn those eggs in for a bag of candy, pick up items from Crime Stoppers, and a Culver Scoopy chip. The Easter Bunny will also be there for a photo op as well. The Mission is also sponsoring a free movie at 3 p.m. at Center Cinema, which incidentally is the home of the Mission. It is the new King of Kings animation that is taking the country by storm this past week. We will pay for your ticket, and you can enjoy the movie. concessions will be available for purchase. So, 10:30 Easter Egg Hunt at Crosscut Park, and free movie that afternoon at the home of the Mission at Center Cinema at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. It's a three-game winning streak for the Milwaukee Brewers and a successful major league debut for Caleb Durbin. The rookie third baseman went 2-for-4. He scored a run and made a great defensive play at third base, and Christian Yelich drove in a season-high 3 runs to spark a 5-3 victory over the A's at American Family Field last night. Game 2 of that series is this evening. Caleb Durbin was called up for the game just yesterday. Other National League finals, Washington at Colorado postponed because of weather. The Cubs over Arizona, 13-11. Philadelphia, a 7-2 win over Miami. And the Mets down St. Louis, 5-4. American League, Toronto over Seattle, 3-1. Boston pounded the Shy Sox, 10-3. Detroit 7, KC 3, and the Yankees blank Tampa Bay 1-0. A lot of finals in Interleague. It was Cleveland over Pittsburgh 10-7, Cincinnati an 8-3 win over Baltimore, Atlanta 6, Minnesota 4. It was a shutout 3-0, the Dodgers over the Rangers, Houston 6, San Diego 4, and Los Angeles 2-0 over San Francisco. Damian Lillard will not be in the lineup for the Bucks' first postseason game today, but it won't be long before he's back. The veteran point guard is no longer being treated for deep vein thrombosis and has returned to team workouts. His quick recovery has been called historic. Bucks general manager John Horst told reporters that Lillard's most recent weekly scan showed significant improvement. The star took part in 3-on-3 drills Wednesday. The NFL Draft's annual pilgrimage to cities across the league is arriving in Green Bay next week with all the pageantry that comes with operating in the home league's only publicly owned franchise. Green Bay's smaller population likely means a smaller number of people at this draft. Green Bay Packers CEO Mark Murphy says a total attendance of about 250,000 people is expected. That's less than one-third of the record crowd of over 775,000 people that attended last year's draft in Detroit. The league says several NFL players from Wisconsin will be announcing draft selections next week. Packers legends Mason Crosby, Amon Green, James Jones, Clay Matthews, and Jordy Nelson will be part of the opening ceremonies on Thursday. NFL legends like former Packer Jerry Kramer and David Robinson will have roles, along with former Wisconsin Badgers Alec Ingold of the Dolphins and Jonathan Taylor of the Colts. Nearly 20 players and former players with Wisconsin connections will be present in Green Bay.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home, families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
Great music for the great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
Goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go. Me gotta go pull the Piro down the bayou. My Yvonne, the sweetest one, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, crawfish pie, a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Satan knows the place is buzzing. Kinfolk come to see Yvonne by the dozen. Dress in style and go hog wild, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, a crawfish pie, and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay-o. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. See Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay-o. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
1952's the year we travel back to with the originator, Hank Williams Sr. Good morning, folks. 5:33, and we're moving the wrong way temperature-wise. The Wurtz Floor and Home Thermometer is showing a new morning low. Our current temperature is 39. Have you ever been to Amarillo? I'm sorry.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there. They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe. Lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. But I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind.
Looking for a job that rocks? The House on the Rock Resort in Royal Spring Green is hiring. They have openings for front desk associates, hotel housekeeping, janitorial maintenance, and more. With flexible part-time schedules and 5 shifts a week options, there's something for everyone. Apply today. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and work at a place that truly rocks.
April is Alcohol Awareness Month, a time to take a closer look at how alcohol affects our health. Did you know it's linked to at least 7 types of cancer? Even 1 drink a day can increase your risk. The more we know, the better choices we can make. Brought to you by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
The Ithaca Lions Club invites you to a special fundraiser for Courtney Richards Hemphill, Sunday, April 27th from 11 to 2:30 at the Ithaca High School Commons. Enjoy a pulled pork sandwich meal with coleslaw, cowboy beans, and desserts, all for just $15. Don't miss the bake sale and silent auction, too. If you'd like to donate to the auction or sale, contact Brittany Niemeyer, 604-3301, Celia Zeman, or Courtney Hemphill. Help support a great cause.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
What do you think of when you hear the word insurance? Careful now, the kids may be listening, so keep it clean. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. You're not alone in those thoughts. In fact, we may even agree with you on some of your thoughts regarding insurance. When I hear insurance, I think promise. A policy at State Farm equates to a promise. A promise to make you whole again. A promise to have a local agent by your side paired with a company that has the financial strength to back up that promise. Visit us at juliecarens.com, give us a call, or stop by the office in downtown Richland Center.
For those of us affected by the hailstorm recently, it can be a major pain. But Jones Chevrolet is here to help. We were affected just like lots of you were, so we're punching the accelerator to fix the damage caused to so many vehicles in southwest Wisconsin. Call or stop by today to schedule your repair. We've got extra crews lined up so we can repair hail dings, glass damage, and paint damage. We will work with your insurance directly to get the claim paid for you too. Jones Chevrolet Buick, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevy, find new roads.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Our Spring Fling Sale is April 21st through the 26th. Grills on sale all week. Power tools, clothing, chainsaw chain sharpening, $5 each, limit of 10. Huge one-day mower sale, April 24th only. Milwaukee, DeWalt, and Benjamin Moore representatives will be here April 23rd. And our Vietnam Vets Chapter 7 brought sale the 23rd and the 26th. Stop in that week for these and many other great deals. Hope to see all of you there. And as always, we appreciate your business.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCOFM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Stars in the sky, but none of them are like a lot of people in this world. There's not one like this girl. Something about her makes me smile. Sometimes I sit and cry. The way she makes me feel inside. That long, and all my feelings are all wrong. But every time I look in her eyes, I see something deep inside. Something about the way she smiles, the way she looks into my eyes. Now she holds my hand sometimes, the way she touches. Smile.
Why'd it have to take so long? She's everything I ever dreamed. Yeah, she's everything. Something about her makes me smile. Sometimes I sit and cry. The way she makes me feel inside. Thought I'd find someone. I thought I'd always be alone. And she walked into my life. She made me smile. Something about her makes me smile. Sometimes I sit and cry. The way she makes me feel inside.
Music truly is the best music, right? Donnie Razak, something about the way she smiles. 5:43 in our journey to the top of the hour, we will have a farm news update. And then following that, ABC News will have weather and sports, all part of your holiday weekend get-together. Here you go, Zoggy. You wanted some Terry Clark, and we deliver just like an Easter bunny.
Tell me the reason that you're calling. It's to see if I'm all right since you've been gone. 'Cause I know you and I know why we're talking. You want me to say I'm barely hanging on. Well, maybe that was true for a night or two. But now I've got
through your morning get-together. We'll have a look at your weekend forecast right around the corner. The Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer showing 39 degrees.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. For he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-i-oh. Gaunt, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. He's riding hard to catch that herd, but he ain't caught them yet. Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. All the horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. As the rider sloped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways. Today are with us, you will ride, trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-i-oh.
Weekend weather outlook from WRCO-FM for today. Partly sunny and pleasant, a high temperature in the upper 50s. Clear and cooler tonight, will drop down to 35. Sunday, increasing clouds and winds. Rain will arrive in the afternoon, a high of 53. Monday, breezy with light rain, again a high of 53. We get back to the 60s on Tuesday, partly cloudy, a few showers at night. And then a warm-up begins on Wednesday, with a few showers in the morning, becoming sunny by the afternoon with a high temperature of 71 degrees.
sunshine, but I got my own. You're my Jamaica. You're where I wanna be. You're my island when I'm being tossed on a stormy sea. My heavenly haven, where I could spend eternity. You're my Jamaica. You're paradise to me. White sunny sands, palm trees and tans, it sounds so inviting. Limbo dancing, starlight romancing, it's all so exciting.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
The Ithaca Lions Club invites you to a special fundraiser for Courtney Richards Hemphill, Sunday, April 27th from 11 to 2:30 at the Ithaca High School Commons. Enjoy a pulled pork sandwich meal with coleslaw, cowboy beans, and desserts, all for just $15. Don't miss the bake sale and silent auction, too. If you'd like to donate to the auction or sale, contact Brittany Niemeyer, 604-3301, Celia Zeman, or Courtney Hemphill. Help support a great cause.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
There are a lot of questions about U.S. crops in 2025. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The Stein Seedcast, the only podcast dedicated to everything Stein, shares insight from company leaders, growers, agronomists, and more. Listen in today. Dan O'Brien, Extension Agricultural Economist at Kansas State University, says that right now there are more questions than answers, seemingly, for winter wheat development and corn, soybean, and sorghum planting.
Well, the coming production uncertainty in the United States, for wheat, of course, as it's in the field, and particularly for the winter wheat crops, all the way from from the Dakotas down to Texas and thereabouts. That's important for us to watch, and as well as the planting progress, which we'll see here in coming days for corn in particular, then sorghum, soybeans, and whatnot. And you know, it's dry enough in a lot of these areas here of late that it seems like we'll have pretty good planting progress. You know, nothing really standing in the way. But with dryness, yeah, there's the concern on the backside of that yes, we'll be able to get the crop in, these crops planted in a timely manner. At least that's what we're anticipating. But that thereafter, once we get the crop up, start looking into latter May into June, July, then we'll have to deal with the production uncertainty. And it's kind of a percentage game anymore. When you take a long-term view, and in about 3 out of 4 years, we get adequate crops, et cetera. And, you know, and where we end up okay with regard to, at least okay with regard to yields. But there are those, two out of 10 or one out of four situations a year in terms of the proportion of years where we do have some crop problems. So we'll be looking for that. So production issues certainly are important for us right now, and they'll gain in importance as we move from here latter part of April into May, June, July, and then we'll see what we have. You know, I have a pretty good idea by the time we get into July, August, whether we have fairly good crop conditions or not, and then we adjust our expectations.
USDA crop progress numbers are out Monday at 4 Eastern, 3 Central. Now let's head over to Megan Grebner. Megan?
Thanks, Sean. Friday was pretty quiet for direct cash cattle trade activity. For the week, northern dress deals were marked at $332 to $335, $4 to $7 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Southern live deals were at $210. That's $6 higher than the prior week's business. Tony Hancock with the Missouri Department of Agriculture has an update on what's been happening at sale barns throughout Missouri this past week.
Everything we lost last week, we totally gained back this week and then some. Looking around the sale barns this week, when all said and done, we're going to end up with about 37,000 head. Some of those weighted average prices around sold 31 head of light 420-pound steers at South Central Regional Stockyards in Vienna for $449. Callaway Livestock Center, they sold 53 head of 501-pound steers. Now, these were pretty thin flesh steers, pretty fancy, lots of bells and whistles. They brought $440. A pound. The average statewide on those light five weights is 381, which is an incredible ticket in itself. 20 head of 883-pound steers in Callaway brought 280.75. A big draft at Joplin Regional Stockyards, 498 head sold in one drop of the gavel, average weight 841 pounds at 292.10. Had a load of steers at Lolly Brothers in Macon, 741 pounds that sold for $315.75. The weighted average price on those light seven-weight steers statewide at $309 this week. And then sold two full loads of 939-pound steers at Mocan Livestock Market in Butler for $264. Taking a look at some of the heifers. A load of 548-pound heifers at Callaway Livestock Center brought $351.25. The weighted average price for those light five weights statewide this week at $336. And then we had five loads, 375 head of heifers weighed from 7 to 745 pounds, all sell at Lolly Brothers Livestock Market in Macon for $293.75. And those heifers there were going to feed.
Thanks, Tony. And finally, according to the USDA's weekly feeder pig report, early wean pigs were steady to $2 lower. Feeder pigs had no comparison. Demand was steady for moderate offerings. The weighted average for all early wean pigs was $44.41, and the weighted average for all feeder pigs was $82.81. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Brown Feed.
You're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. This ABC News update on WRCO is sponsored this hour by Prem Meats.